Warm 101.3. Each week at this time, we share the warmth with another fabulous organization that is doing wonderful things for Rochester community. And Compeer has been doing that since 1973. We're joined by Sarah Passamonte, who is the president and executive director of Compeer. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Tony.
How long have you been at Compeer?
I've been at Compeer for 16 years.
Wow. Awesome.
I started as an intern.
I was going to say, I bet you didn't start as the president and executive director.
I did not. But it just shows
like your love for the company, right? Because you started
absolutely.
As an intern and went, and now you're running the place.
Yeah.
We've heard of Compeer almost for 50 years. For those who are uninitiated, what exactly does Compeer do?
Compeer is essentially socialization programming for people who are experiencing mental health challenges. So started with just adults, the Rochester Psychiatric Center, actually back in the 70s before deinstitutionalization. And kind of while that was all happening and people were, you know, moving from the hospital settings and institutions out into the community, the Compeer model was really formulated solely at that time to become that community-based model for people who just want to integrate and who aren't going to be in a hospital for the rest of their lives. What it looks like today is mentoring for children, friendship for adults, group activities for veterans. We also have behavioral health services that we've started doing over the past 5-10 years, skill building for children, family support services. So it's really evolved from just a one-to-one friendship model, but that is the core of what
we do.
That's
the core of it. How does one come to Compeer? If someone, I mean, I don't know what you call them, patients, clients, what do you call them?
We usually go with participants or clients. They're mostly referred by mental health professionals.
Okay.
These could be, you know, private mental health professionals, but mostly, you know, school-based professionals or even a primary care doctor can make a referral.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the COVID has made you reimagine how you operate in some aspects, correct?
For sure. We really had to transition to all virtual programming last year, and now we're back to in-person visits in the community, which is what we love. Some people, you know, may continue virtually for a while.
Is that what eBuddies is?
eBuddies has always been around. That's pre-COVID. So that's for people to befriend somebody just by phone or by email. Some people text. It's an adult services program. It really just came about as a way to help people who were waiting for that in-person match.
Oh, that's good. It's almost like a modern-day pen pal.
Yes, it is. And some people like to write real letters.
Yeah, still in this day and age. Yes. And I know over the years you've had luncheons and you've gotten some fabulous guests to come in to, you know, mostly sports figures, I think, right?
Yeah, it's been a sports luncheon. So up until really 2019, I think, was our last sports luncheon. And then, of course, we have COVID. And, you know, we really have to kind of reimagine the whole corporate luncheon. We don't know when that's going to come back in action. So we've been looking at other possible fundraisers. But we are doing our golf tournament June 7th. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, you said it just sold out.
It did sell out. We'll also be doing a Walk a Milestone fundraiser. This was something we created last year during COVID, a virtual walk to support mental wellness.
Well, you've been around for almost 50 years, so it's obviously a success. And I'm sure you're a large part of that since you started as an intern and now are the president and executive director. CompeerRochester.org is the website. Sarah Passamonte, president and executive director of Compeer. Thank you so much and continued success.
Thank you.
All righty. If there's an organization you'd like me to share the warmth with, drop me an email, Tony at warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth here on Warm 101.3.